Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Robert from Utah calling. It's been quite a while since I called. I told you guys before about my experiences working at a Army depot in Oregon. And I am an EPP. Great move. I look forward to the email with the episode every Friday. So this is, I'm going to tell you, I left that place in 2009. We moved out here to Utah. And we rented a house kind of sight unseen. It was, we didn't see it in person. We rented it over the internet through a local website. And so we moved in. And of course, you know, being a new guy at the base out here, I was put on night shift. And so we got kids. So for the kids to live their lives, you know, be kids and whatever, when I'd go to sleep after work, I'd wear earplugs and like a sleeping mask and, you know, have the room as dark as I could. And I don't know how long this had been going on, but sometime or the other, I started noticing that maybe not every day, but often somebody would come in and sit on the end of the bed on my wife's side. You know, I could feel that. And so, and it had gone on for a while. And then I asked her one day if it was her, and she told me no, maybe with like one or two exceptions where she sat at the head of the bed, it was not her. And, sometime in November, something had taken place with like one of her adult kids and stuff. And, she ended up going back to Oregon for a while, and of course, taking our girls with. And so, and we kind of knew it's going to take a while. But, and so because we pulled them out of school and didn't want to do that again, we had decided that they were going to stay just until the end of the school year, at least, you know, come what may. And so then I'm there in the house by myself. Okay. And this was a single story house with a full basement downstairs, which we actually underused because we just stored stuff in there. It was a daylight basement. It was pretty awesome. It was huge. But anyhow, so I noticed I would come home in the morning and I'd hear pounding and stuff like doors. And there were only two doors down there, but I would hear doors open and shut, or, you know, slamming. One door was like to a room that the people whom we rented from had been making down there. The other end was just wide open. And the other one was the room to where like the water heater and the HVAC unit, stuff like that were. But so, and of course I go down there and check and there's nothing. And one time I even forgot and left, I turned on the light for, I don't know what reason, cause it was pretty light down there, and I turned on the light and forgot to turn it off. And then when I got up in the evening, the doors were slamming again and whatever. And I went down there and noticed I left on the light. So, but anyhow though, had that going on. And then as soon as I'd lay down, I'd notice that there'd be footsteps up and down, because from the living room there, and the basement was just kind of like right there. You had a little railing and no door, no anything. And just there was the basement, the stairs that led down. And then there was like a little hallway, and that's where the rooms were. But, so at this time, I wasn't wearing the earplugs anymore and stuff. And, of course, you know, keeping the door open because the kids were not there. There was nobody there but me. So, but I'd noticed, though, as soon as I would lay down, that there'd be footsteps up and down inside of that hallway and just kind of pacing back and forth and pacing back and forth. And And sometimes it sounded like, I mean, there was actually somebody in the house, you know, but the footsteps would go up, and sometimes it was just bad enough to where, like, oh, it wouldn't let me sleep because, you know, and I'd hear, there were times too that I heard it sounded like somebody coming, they were in the house, they were coming in that room or whatever, and, you know, and I would sleep with a firearm under the pillow just in case. And there were a few times that I'd sit up and stuff with my hand on that weapon just in case it was a real person, and it wasn't. But so I felt ridiculous one evening. There were times it was bad, but with the noises, so the walking up and down the hall and whatever. But and kind of felt ridiculous. But one evening it must have been a bad day because I got up pretty early in the evening and it was still daylight, and you know, and I sort of addressed this thing and I just told it, look, okay, you know, when I come home, you got to let me sleep. You know, it's like I'm not sleeping in the daytime because I'm being lazy or whatever, because it's like, and I said, you know, I know you got to be here at night as well, and so you see me put on the uniform and get ready to go to work, you know, which really that didn't help. Didn't stop it or anything. But, and I was touched a couple of times. There was one day, because after my wife was gone and stuff, I started sleeping on her side of the bed, you know, because I missed her. But, so I'm sleeping there, and I felt a hand on my leg. And what's funny, it wasn't like cold and whatever that people say. It felt electric almost. It was tingly. And that was just kind of weird. And of course, made me jump. And then there was another time, you know, I'm sleeping on her side of the bed. My side was the other side there. And, you know, when you're laying down and you bump your partner and kind of move away because you don't want to disturb them. Well, I'm laying down and I felt that. There was somebody in the bed. They bumped me. And so I kind of jumped. And oh, my God, I was tired. It must have been that night must have been my Monday, because usually on my Mondays, by the time I go to bed, I've been up like 24 hours. So I didn't even look over. I just said, look, I'm tired. I got to sleep. Stay on your side of the bed and leave me the hell alone. And so I even told my wife, and she didn't take it serious because nobody else had experienced anything. But I did tell her about, you know what, with the footsteps going up and down the hall and whatever. And one of the final incidents. Okay. And so, and I play guitar. I'm left-handed. I won't tell you I'm good at it, but I did find for years, I've just like Jimi Hendrix taken that basic Fender body style and turned it over and played, because a left-handed guitar is expensive, but I found a site that had cheap ones. So I bought one, and I had it, and it was sitting in the living room. And one day I got up, God, I must have got up awful early, because usually when I'd get up, I'd have to have coffee and, you know, get myself together and whatever before really I did anything. And but this was still daylight. So I get up, and I'm going to play my guitar a little bit, you know, to just kind of screw around. And as I'm down there plugging the cord in to the amplifier, I hear footsteps run up that hallway. I saw like a flash of something reflected in the microwave. And then I heard the door that leads from the kitchen to the garage open and slam shut. Now, actually, whether it actually did or not, I don't know. But I heard that. And all I could tell her was, fine, be that way then. You know, I didn't think I was that bad. But, and then a short time after that, probably 3 months or so, the people who owned the house, because they had moved to Colorado for something, but they had come and they told us, because they still had stuff down in the basement, but they came and told us that for whatever reason, they were just going to let the bank take it back. So they were giving us time enough so that we could move and find somewhere else. And so, and I talked to them about different things. Bad thing is, I never talked to them about that or if they had anything going on. But okay, so guess that's all with that for now. Thanks for the show, guys, and keep up the good work.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.